Blog Talk Radio.
All peoples of all nations, the final times have begun. Claim your state, join this revolution. Everyone, everyone. All peoples, all nations, the final times have begun. Claim your state, join this revolution. Everyone,
Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest we are the heart inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. Today's presentation is Soul Class 551, Children of Noah. Who are you, according to Eternal Torah? And we're alive because we're staying alive with the blessings of the Most High and toward Chaim, instructions of life, toward Chesed, instructions of kindness, toward Racham, instructions of mercies. Ruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast will be right now. It's February 2nd, 2016, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. It's now 10:02 Eastern Standard Time. Program content will be in reaction to some powerful Torah sources shared with me by James Gosnell from the Facebook group 7 plus 3, Chassidus for you and me. I'll call a number. It's 347-838-8669. Don't be shy. Give it a try. And call him. Let's hear what you have to say. And make it someone else's day. Hopefully the program will be sweeter than wine. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. And today's tags for today's program are Universal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel, Children of Noah, and last but not least, hatred, jealousy, and competition one to another. It's time to eliminate this evil stuff with all the other spiritual impurities, Ruach HaTumah, from the face of the earth. May this be accomplished in a pleasant manner. And you might notice yourselves, we're starting with a new segue opening song. This is from Tashma, Come Listen. A friend of mine, Huna Silverman, with his chaver, Menachem Shapiro, with the 12 Tribe Sound of Daniel Seliger and Alon Cohen. This was recorded at 12 Tribes Sound, I guess here in Brooklyn, New York. And hopefully this will be our opening segue music when we do programs of this nature pertaining to the children of Noah, B'nai Noach. We'll just turn down the music. Well, we'll just let it play out for another couple of seconds. Let's get on with the shoe.
The wealth the God of Israel made it for ya.
Okay, blessed souls, here we go. Now, there's this wonderful new group. It's only small in number yet, but I think it's going to keep on growing. It's called 7 plus 3 Chassidus for you and me. And I believe it was through there that I became aware of, or by looking at that link, I saw another link, where Rabbi David Katz, who is the co-author with Rabbi Chaim Klorfin, wrote a book about the world of Ger. Now, the world of Ger has many meanings and is mentioned many times all over the Torah and in the Tanakh, and certainly in the oral Torah tradition, as we're about to explore that with you, blessed souls. But the question is, you know, you have the nation of Israel. We are the 12 tribes of Israel. As well, I'm a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. Not to be confused with an organization in Jamaica. May blessings come upon them, but they want to call themselves that. But as a descendant of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are a nation with a lineage. And Ben Torah scholar Ron Williams, who has been learning with me and learning with Rabbi Yaakov Rogalski, co-author with Rabbi Chaim Klorfin in The Path of the Gentile, has told me on many an occasion that the nations of the world, the Bnei Noach, Gentile, I don't like non-Jew because I don't want to identify by what you are not, but what you are. He said they need identity. They need to know how to understand and classify themselves. And a great service has been done for all of humanity with the noble efforts and the toil and the sweat of Rabbi Klorfin and Rabbi Katz to put out that book, The World of the Ger, and to now instigate in a positive fashion to bring to the table of human discussion where all of us can activate our divine image, our Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream, which you can learn more about by going to chapter 1, verse 27 in the book of Genesis. Because that divine image of Tzelem Elokim empowers us to activate our very unique intellect, which is human, that no other species of creation possesses. With that being said, I just want to clarify, as I might have done in the past with individuals or perhaps during one of these 551 programs I've merited to share with you, blessed souls, here in cyberspace, that just as we have a physical image, I should say a physical lineage, the nation of Israel, according to Torah, the nations of the world are identified with a distinct lineage. And what is that distinct lineage? That all of the world proceed out from the lineage of the three sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And this is emphasized in the law, the Hilchos Nedarim, in the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, who I'm assuming outsourced from the oral Torah tradition of the Talmudic tractate of Masechtas Nedarim, the Talmudic tractate specifying the oral Torah tradition of the nation of Israel, how do we take our vows according to the Torah? And there, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, the 31st page on the first side, because each page in Talmud and Gemara is two sides called Amar Aleph. I don't know, maybe you want to call it column one or Amar Beis, the first column or the second column, the first side of the page and the second side of the page. Rashi delineates that pertaining to when an Israelite makes a vow, I will not benefit from a Ben Noah. Again, in this oral Torah tradition, Rashi explains these are the descendants of the Bnei Noah. Okay, so that's a lineage. But now, just as you have in the nation of Israel, you have 12 general divisions, the 12 tribes, but on an individual basis, there's three general categories of Jews, Israelites, Hebrew Israelites. You have the righteous person, you have the intermediary person, and you have the wicked person, the tzaddik, the benanim, the rasha. So, two, within the physical lineage of the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, you have different levels. Now, one level pertains to the fact that they might want to engage at some level of serving the nation of Israel, not slaves or in servitude, as say, like has been experienced to the unfortunate pain of the entire human experience of, say, like the Africans and their enslavement by the Western Europeans and all those who are mashtatef and partner with them. And these individuals who were in servitude to the Israelites when we had sovereignty in our own land would, if they were male, they would circumcise themselves and go to the mikveh, a certain specified body of water, which would, they would attain a status where they were allowed to fulfill any mitzvah of the Torah that was not related to time, no, not any time-related mitzvahs. At the same time, too, an Israelite could not tell them to do work for them, for the nature, for the sake of the benefit of a Jew or an Israelite on Shabbos. And again, Jew and Israelite is basically two sides of the same coin, just as you can call an African or a black person. I prefer the term African, but that's neither here nor there for this discussion. But then you have this level where a person in servitude to an Israelite does not want to circumcise himself, does not want to go to the mikveh, but wants to receive upon himself the seven Noahide commandments, which are basically a broad categorization, including many mitzvahs, and there are many discussions how many they can encompass. I've heard up into as much as 611, not just the mere seven. Now, there are the other calculations, 30, 60, 80, whatever they may be. But the whole idea now of what about the spiritual content of the nations of the world? Okay, we've already laid out it on the table very tersely. The Bnei Noach are literally those who are the direct descendants, which should generate a very good feeling whether you're from the branch of Ham, or Shem, or Yafet. Why? Because Noach and his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Yafet, were all blessed when they left the Ark after that seminal event over 4,100 plus years ago. But there has to be more to that. And this is, and James brought it to my attention, things that I guess I would call myself a devotee to certain teachings by the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, in a seminal work. And those of you who have been listening to our programs, thank you for listening. I've been doing a series of meditation equals wellsprings for the soul, one of the fundamental points of the Torah, according to Rambam, in chapter 2, Halacha 2, is how does one gain a love and fear of the Creator through the process of his bonus. And hopefully we will be renewing this series very shortly, if not this week, in the coming weeks, with the help of the Most High. And the book is divided into two parts, Shar Yichud, the gate of unification, and Shar Muna, the gate of faith. Now, again, James Gosnell brought it to my attention that in the first half, the first pamphlet, so to speak, of the compendium called Nemes V'Torah Or, which means the candle is a mitzvah and Torah's light, that on Daf Mem, it is mentioned concerning the Chassidei Umot Olam. And before I get to the teaching, let us extract from the Rambam, as he talks about what do we call one of the members of the nations of the earth. And by the way, just one more term I just want to mention. In chapter 12, verse 3 of Genesis, Sefer Bereishis, there is also, I call it a very homey, very warm description of the nations of the world, with the quote, Ka Mishpach Adama, all the families of the earth. Now, the Rambam writes, anyone who receives, accepts the seven commandments and is careful to fulfill them, behold, this person, referring to the man or woman, is considered to be of the Chassidei Umot Olam. You could, I guess, you could teach it out, explain it as the pious of the nations of the world, and he or she will merit to eternal life, which is also described as a chelik in olam haba, in a portion of the world to come. Now, yesterday, in a brief dialogue with Rabbi David Katz, who again I throw out a big kudos to, because he illuminated my eyes with a sicha by the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson, from the 31st volume of Lakuti Sikha's, page 126 and 127. Well, that's not the entirety of the sicha, the teaching by the Rebbe. Another way to look at the Ger Toshav, and he said that the Rebbe gets Ger Toshav. Well, yes, the Rebbe got the entire Kol Torah Kula, Rabbi Katz, and those who are listening, so certainly had what to say, and I hope I'm going to bring in a commentary by the Rebbe in a couple minutes. But anyway, and I asked Rabbi Katz for the source, and I guess he was too busy to get back to me. And hopefully we'll do a future show with Rabbi Katz on this Sikh and other matters. And hopefully Rabbi Katz will be coming to America soon, and that will be very interesting. I'm sure he'll be raising a lot of, or elevating a lot of consciousness. So the source for this idea that the nations of the world will have a portion of the world to come, eternal life, is coming from the Talmudic tractate in Sanhedrin, page 105, side A. And Rashi also has commentary on that. As well, there is a Tosfos, which is one of the rabbinical oral Torah elucidators in the Gemara, in the Talmud, in Sanhedrin, in the 13th chapter, where I didn't get to that look, I didn't open up that Gemara, unfortunately. The Tzaddiki Umot Olam, the righteous of the nations of the world, have a portion to come. So, children of Noah, the Torah is telling you, you can be amongst the pious or the chassidim of the nations of the world. You can be amongst the righteous of the nations of the world if you accept upon yourself the seven Noahide commandments. With that being said, then James Gosnell mentioned to me to look in two places, in Shar Emunah, and also connected to a teaching by the father of the Bar Shar Emunah, the Mittler Rebbe, the father, the Alter Rebbe. But I just want to share this idea where, going back to the idea of the Chassidi Umot Olam, so we're talking about now, this is the members of the nations who have accepted the seven Noahide commandments, and they are engaged in a level of Hizbonenus, of meditation, of inner understanding of analytical Torah study and contemplation. And the way the Mittler Rebbe phrased it, they are comprehending and believing. And therefore they call the Creator Elokada Elokaya, which is meaning the God of all gods, which is extracted out of the oral Torah tradition of Masechtas Menuch, I think it's Menachos, which is the oral Torah tradition about how the Korban Mincha, the non-animal sacrifice, a gathering in of certain types of produce to offer up upon the Mizbeach, the altar, when the temple stood. Now this is very interesting, blessed souls, because this book, Shar Emunah, is talking about, in principle, of the connection, beginning of the book, with the idea of matzah being considered to be not just food of faith, but food of wisdom. So, while, to my knowledge, there is not any outright biblical injunction or rabbinical decree for the nations of the world to engage in the food of faith, machad hamusa, their food of faith, their spiritual matzah, is engaging in the idea of meditating on the Torah concept of how the Creator brings out from absolute nothingness the tangible, touchable, sense-arousing physical creation. And as well, some people intellectually can literally touch these concepts, grasp onto these concepts, hug onto these concepts with all their love and fear of the Creator, and sense of outright dedication to sharing these teachings with other human beings, whether it be Jew or Bnei Noach. The Hasidic Ummat Olam or the Tzaddiki Ummat Olam. With that being said, there's a question about why is there a unification of the faith which was actualized by the nation of Israel to the community of Israel, and what's this whole idea that matzah is called food of faith? So there is to consider, and we're getting a little tangential, going off the track of how the Torah defines the children of Noah. But again, to put this in this wider concept, once the Ben Noah, or Abbas Noah, in terms of their physical lineage, decides to engage in just the mere meditation of understanding, which means the person will have to learn Chassidus, and Chabad Chassidus is replete and filled with these teachings, that they are brought into discussion of, and where do they fit in the context of, three general worlds: the worlds of thought, the world of speech, the world of action, as this relates to souls, angels, and the 70 guardian angels who are spread all over the earth, the Ayin Sarim. And each level of soul, angel, and guardian angels conclude within them many different levels, with superior level after superior level. Now, the lowest of these three levels are considered to be the Ayin Sarim, who recognize their Creator with a complete comprehension, and how they themselves, or there's a process of everything being brought out from nothingness to something. And therefore, these level of angels called the Ayin Sarim, call the Creator the God of all gods. And then they sing and then they prostrate themselves, as only angels can do, with fear and dread, and accepting the yoke of heaven, what is to be their role in the Creator's, so to speak, hardwiring of creation. So the understanding that the pious ones of the nations of the world are comprehending and believing and engaging in his Bowman's analytical Torah study and inner understanding about the concept of how Creator, God, the Almighty, Hashem, Borei Olam, creates from nothing to something, is already giving them another type of, so to speak, title, Tawar, is they're reaching an angelic type of consciousness, which is not bad to ascend to. Because we all know within our mundane daily lives, everything seems just to be as it was yesterday, according to nature. But again, nature itself has godliness within it. Now, I just, you know, we're coming to an end, blessed souls, but I hope this, whatever we've shared with you, has been fortifying. I just want to mention one more thing from this Sikha of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and hopefully, I think we're going to have to do more programs on this, on these ideas. And unfortunately, James Gosnell could not come on the program. He says he doesn't have time during the day. Maybe we're going to switch this programming to like a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. If I can get him on, and Brad Arner, Dave Tuttle, and also Ben Noah scholar Ron Williams. Lubavitcher Rebbe, in a footnote, mentions that as well, that in the process of the son or daughter of Noah becoming an acceptor of the mitzvahs, they are also going out from the general category of the nations. Now, wait a minute. We just gave some wonderful descriptions of the children of Noah, the pious of the world, the righteous of the world, reaching levels of angelic consciousness as can be accessed by the human being experience. But here we see here now, in the Taz, in Yoredeya, in Simon Beis, and also to the Rambam, that the Ger Toshav goes out from the category of the nations. And there's more the also from the Gemara, proves that the gerus, really this whatever level of, we'll see in a moment, this gerus of the ger toshav, that he accepts upon himself the mitzvahs of a ger toshav within the category of Tor Yisraeliot, and becomes an Israeli for these mitzvahs. So a ger also becomes like a partial, if I understand it correctly, almost like a partial Israelite. There's some sort of partial conversion, but not the full one, because the ger does not engage in the act of circumcision or immersing him or herself in the mikvah. Of course, the circumcision is also for the men. Not to give the idea that women have to be circumcised, although there are some faiths out in the Middle East, I think in Africa, that do that. This is not according to the Torah. But in Masechta Krisos, another oral Torah tradition, that negate to the ger toshav, it mentions there is a slight form of conversion. There's so much more to talk about, blessed souls, but we've actually come to the end of today's program. We're going to end off with music that we usually start. We've started our many of our programs in the past with Here Comes the Time from Isaac Beton from Generation Redemption. And this is truly a time of Torah revolution, that such discussion is coming out, and we can talk about these things as adults, as human beings, as brothers and sisters, children of the Creator. And I haven't answered all your questions, but hopefully if you will listen to this program, and if you can access the Hebrew, look at these sources. Hashem, forgive me if I made any mistakes, because my intent is to push the dialogue onto the table of human discussion. Hopefully we'll in the future have Rabbi Katz on, and hopefully we'll have James Gosnell on, and hopefully Brad Honor, because he alerted to me to a chapter in the Mishnah Brewer, number 304, in the Laws of Shabbos, where we see also that the Chafetz Chaim, the righteous, the tzaddik, Chafetz Chaim, mentions that the Ben Noach, who receives the Torah upon him, the seven commandments, is called Ger Toshav. So it's all these different things, but we have to get involved in the Iyun. And I'm not the master of these concepts, I'm just the promoter of the dialogue upon these concepts. And hopefully all this has been accomplished in the way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny kolon for all of us. And just remember, you've got to be good, blessed souls, even though that might cause some ambivalency, it might cause some hesitancy on your part, as it can occur to all of us. Remember, Teva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all goodness. That will help us in the process. So here comes the time by Isaac Beton. And let us conclude in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny, Kulan of all, B'dorchen Om Darchei Shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way. Take care, everyone. Sometimes one can't help but wonder where it's